I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The Standing Finance Committee meeting begins today at 12:30 in the House of Parliament. You can follow the proceedings live on Radio Cayman's Breeze FM or on the Cayman Islands Government YouTube channel.
Mr. Speaker, in 2008, the Law Reform Commission undertook a comprehensive review of the Cayman Islands landlord and tenant legislation. And the Law Reform Commission found that the law governing our rental market, the Landlord and Tenants Act 1998 revision, traced its structural origins back to legislation enacted in 1838. Let that sink in, Mr. Speaker. 1838.
The National Coalition for Caymanians Administration votes down a private member's motion from the MP for Red Bay to advance the implementation of the Residential Tenancies Act, as government is, quote, actively working on an updated tenancy law. Planning Minister, the Honorable J.E. Banks, spoke on behalf of government.
The tenancy law needs to be revamped all over. It just isn't a piecemeal approach. And as I mentioned, the member for Cayman Brac East did a lot of work already, so much so that I spoke to my chief officer and I told him, I said, we need to just finish. Let's get a white paper out now. Let's get the consultation out there to see, get the feedback from the individuals, because we want to be able to have this here for the September sitting of Parliament.
When tabling his motion, opposition MP Roy Tatum said in 2008, the Law Reform Commission did a review of the legislation, determining that the Landlord and Tenants Act 1998 revision traced its structural origins back to legislation enacted in 1838. A public consultation is planned as the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration looks to ban certain single-use plastics. On Earth Day, Cabinet granted approval to draft instructions to prohibit the importation of specific single-use plastics.
Whilst Cabinet has endorsed the policy direction and approved the drafting of legislation to ban the importation of single-use plastics into the Cayman Islands, the government remains committed to a thorough public consultation process. It is vital that businesses, residents, and industry partners have the opportunity to provide input and inform the implementation of these measures.
Home Affairs Minister, the Honourable Nicholas DaCosta, says his administration has not determined which single-use plastics will ultimately be prohibited. That will come after public feedback.
At this stage, 8 commonly used single-use plastic products have been identified for consideration. These include small plastic grocery checkout bags, does not include large plastic shopping bags, example from hardware department stores, plastic individual-use straws, plastic stir sticks, polystyrene cups, plastic chopsticks, plastic helium-filled balloons and related balloon sticks, sky lanterns, and polystyrene clamshell food containers.
Mr. DaCosta says government will announce when the public consultation approaches and adds that his administration recognizes the importance of allowing adequate time to minimize any disruption to local businesses. In other local news, a grand court jury has begun hearing the case against Ricardo Taylor, who is accused of wounding with intent and, alternatively, unlawful wounding. These charges come after a confrontation on West Bay Public Beach in February 2025. Mr. Taylor has pleaded not guilty. The complainant gave evidence via Zoom describing the incident on the 15th of February 2025 that left him with several stab wounds. The Crown's case is led by prosecutor Shauna K. James, while defense counsel Keith Myers acts for Mr. Taylor. The matter is scheduled to run for up to 4 days. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.